Welcome to the Keeping It Young radio program, conversations about marriage, family, and ministry life. I'm Dave.
And I'm Bethley.
And we are the Youngs.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for joining us here at Keeping It Young, where Dave and Bethley share practical lessons from God's Word about marriage, family, and ministry life. They desire to encourage, edify, and equip you as you navigate these important matters in your own life. Well, today we remember, don't we? Yes, we do. Today, Dave and Bethley begin a new series, Turning 30 Years into a Great Marriage. So let those miles fade away between you and the Youngs as they share their hearts and experiences with you wherever you might be in the world.
I'm so happy that you've joined us today. We get to tell you about our Alaskan trip that we took for our 30th anniversary.
Absolutely. Just a few weeks ago, we celebrated 30 years of marriage, and it seems like it's just flown by. My goodness.
It absolutely has flown by.
And what a wonderful milestone. We're very thankful for that.
Yes. And I'm just sitting here thinking, I don't think we're quite old enough to have been married for 30 years.
We are not, but I feel like it at this particular moment.
I feel like maybe I am.
But nonetheless, we took a little trip to Alaska for 13 days. We were going to take a cruise, and we decided that, you know what, we're too young for that. And
so, no offense to you who are listening who might be of a certain maturity.
Absolutely. And we would take a cruise in a heartbeat. Yes. But we just decided on this trip actually to fly into Alaska, rent a car, and just drive. Mm-hmm. And there was so many things we wanted to see. We had to narrow things down. And the 13 days were very full.
Very full, but absolutely. I feel like we could go back for another month or two and still not see everything.
Everything that we wanted to see, for
right,
sure.
Right,
and my goodness, it was a wonderful trip. And because we just celebrated 30 years of marriage, and because we just finished the 16-week series on raising boys to be men and girls to be ladies, Beth and I thought, you know what an opportune time for us to just share some wisdom, some practical matters about how we have, what we've done in 30 years of marriage to help our marriage to be what it is today.
And a happy marriage.
A happy marriage, wonderful marriage. Mm-hmm. We like each other.
We're
happily married.
Even after 13 days alone together
Absolutely.
In Alaska. I have to tell you, one of my favorite things about the trip, and Alaska is gorgeous. We can't even describe it. Those of you who have been there, you know what we're talking about. It is so beautiful. It's as if every beautiful thing that God ever created, he just kind of tied a bow on it and put it in Alaska. It's just beautiful.
That's very true.
But one of my favorite things about the Alaska trip is that I had David's undivided attention for 13 straight days.
And she took full advantage of my undivided attention.
I did. We normally, and we love what we do. We love what God has called us to do, but we're with people all the time. So we were alone up there. We didn't know anybody. We got to know a few people here and there on some of the tours, but really it was just us, and it was awesome.
The sightseeing was amazing.
Yes.
Just being together was amazing.
Yes.
And the food was incredible.
Oh, absolutely.
I think I had the best halibut and salmon that I've ever had. Mm-hmm. And it was just incredible. We just had a wonderful trip and highly recommended to you. It was that for us, we have always celebrated our anniversaries, but we've never taken a 2-week trip like that.
Right.
And we are so glad we did. It was worth the saving and the effort and making it all come together. And we just highly recommend it. And we thought, what a great time to stop and maybe take a couple of podcasts here and talk to you about how we turn these 30 years into a great marriage. And that was something I thought about during our trip. And you know, there was nothing happens by accident. The one thing everybody agrees on is that a good marriage is not an accident.
Right.
And even for those who are, we're believers, we're Christians, we come at everything from a Christian worldview. Mm-hmm. But even folks who don't have a Christian worldview know that a marriage relationship takes a lot of work, a lot of mm-hmm. effort, a lot of planning, a lot of care mm-hmm. if it's going to turn into something amazing.
Absolutely.
And Beth and I just love, one of the things we love about our ministry is that we frequently meet people who love to share with us. You know, they'll say, well, like, you know, later this year, I met one just this week in Alabama, and the couple was like, you know, later this week we're celebrating, it'll be our 60 years. Mm-hmm. And my mom and dad are getting close to that.
Yes, they are.
And they're coming up on 60 years themselves. And you know what? Every marriage goes through seasons. Mm-hmm. Every marriage goes through challenges.
Right.
That's just how life is. We live in a sin-cursed world. There's no doubt about it. Two sinners marry one another. There's a lot of work, a lot of effort, and a lot of potential for problems. Mm. And stats are not on our side.
Yeah. No.
This week I was listening to a podcast I will frequently listen to called Art of Manliness. Mm-hmm. And the Art of Manliness podcast this week really intrigued me because it was a podcast about divorce. Mm-hmm. And it was based on a book written by a New York City divorce lawyer. Mm. And the interesting thing about this man was that he said almost nobody becomes a divorce lawyer on purpose. Mm-hmm. They end up there because they couldn't get another job here or that this didn't work out. But for some reason, he said it was something he always wanted to be. Oh. And it was just kind of a weird thing. You know, it was kind of one of the unique things about the interview.
It kind of sounds sad to me.
He pointed out that overall, if you're talking about every marriage, third marriages, second marriages, fourth marriages, first marriages, mm-hmm. the divorce rate is really high, way above 50%. And even in first marriages, the divorce rate this last year was 47%. And that's a pretty high percentage. And we don't take the same view he takes, but he had an interesting way of illustrating it that I thought was just amazing. He said, or intriguing rather. He said that getting married is almost like playing the lottery. Now, we don't play the lottery, so I thought, okay, this is an interesting analogy. Mm-hmm. But he said, you know, most people, it's a huge gamble when you play the lottery because, you know, there's a good chance you're going to lose. In fact, there's a higher chance you're going to lose than that you're going to succeed. Mm. And yet he said, if you play the lottery and win, the results of winning are out of this world phenomenal. Mm-hmm. They're amazing. They're intriguing. They're fun. They're just, everybody enjoys the story.
It's celebratory.
Absolutely. And I just thought that was a unique, it's a worldly way of viewing it, but it did remind me listening to him that good marriages take a lot of effort, a lot of work.
Right. They don't happen on accident.
No, they don't. And so this is what we've been thinking about. How did we take these 30 years of our marriage and make them good?
And we don't take the view that divorce lawyer would take. Of course, we take a biblical view, whereas it's not a gamble. If you're going into marriage, praying about it, seeking the Lord's will, knowing both of you coming together with parental blessing and knowing that this is who God has for you, then you don't have to go into it with this black cloud hanging over you of, absolutely, is this really going to work? You know that if you follow the word of God, you can make it work. I was thinking as we were going into recording this episode about Proverbs chapter 5, the verse that says, rejoice with the wife of thy youth, which does indicate that you are older now. So there was a time where you were young and you got married and everything was fresh and beautiful and new and exciting. But the psalm seems to say that even as you grow older in marriage, you can rejoice together now that you're older, just like you did when you were younger. And absolutely, I love that because I think that's a reflection of what the Lord has allowed us to do in our marriage and what we like to do to help other people.
Sure. And really don't let any statistics or the negativity discourage you, because the Bible promise seems to be that if you and I will pursue God, mm-hmm, if you and I will pursue the right investments, if you and I will continually work at our marriage, at love, and all the details that go into a marriage, the fact of the matter is anybody can have a great marriage.
Yes.
In fact, the Bible principles work so well that even people who are not Christians who follow the Bible principles will still have a great marriage and a great relationship.
True.
Because God just designed them to work that way.
True.
So don't ever think about marriage and think, well, you know, we're not compatible or you know, we can't make it work. No, anybody who wants to can make it work.
Yes.
And so let's get started and throw out a couple of ways that we made it work for us and things that we did that really paid off and was worth the effort.
And are still paying off.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And so let's start with the first one. What's the first one here?
The first one is learn.
The word learn. Mm. And here's what we mean by that. One of the things about our marriage is that Bethy and I have continued to learn and grow.
Yes.
And if you've heard me speak much on families or marriage or anything like that, you've probably heard me say something about the number of books that Bethly and I read about marriage and family and even the bedroom. Mm-hmm. We try to read books on marriage, and right, it's, you know, there's a part of it in which we're studying. Obviously we have a family podcast.
Yes.
And we speak a lot to couples, but the fact, mm-hmm, of the matter is we take any book and start first and foremost reading it for our own use.
Yes.
And often this is our format. I will read it, Bethly will read it, and then we talk about it together. We take notes, yes, in it. I always enjoy reading her notes and saying, you know, because Bethly will not just highlight or underline, she will put comments in the margin or a sad face or a smiley face or,
yes,
a huge question mark and, right, and an exclamation point. And so I always enjoy that. But what I realize is that we kept learning.
Yes.
And the other thing we did is we didn't just take advantage of books. We took advantage of the Bible principle of mentorship and eldership.
Yes.
And we found this truth in the Bible, that God has designed Christianity to work in such a way that we learn from those who are elders.
Yes.
And that's a very important matter. I know you teach on that a lot to ladies, about right. older ladies teaching younger ladies.
In the Titus 2 passage.
Touch on that for just a moment.
We talk about it all the time. And one of the things I was thinking as you were talking about, we always approach marriage from a learning standpoint, is it is really sad to meet a couple, or maybe one spouse in the couple, who feel like, well, I don't have anything to learn. I already know what to do here. Maybe they even are coming into their marriage thinking, I already know what to do here. I'm just going to do what my mom and dad did, and that worked for them, so surely it'll work for us. And it's a sad place to be if you think that you have arrived. One of the things I love about our marriage is that we do constantly learn, but one of the things I love about that Titus 2 passage that I talk about all the time is that there is opportunity to learn from the older people in your life. We are with pastors and their wives all the time. And I know many of our listeners, maybe you're not able to be with all of the different pastors and their wives that we have been able to be with, but that has been an excellent opportunity for us to be able to sit across the table from someone and ask questions, or even just to observe their marriage and watch how they do things sweetly, or some of the flirty things they might say to one another, or even, you know, they just talk about, oh, we just took this trip together, or we do weekly dates together, or I come in twice a week and have lunch with him, or all the different things that you can just glean and maybe take and make your own. You can say, you know what, that's a really good idea. We're struggling with this area of our marriage, whatever it may be. Maybe we can take that idea and apply it in our marriage, and it will help.
Absolutely. And I've been thinking a lot about, you know, all the people that taught us. People, sometimes we just saw somebody and liked what they were doing and observed.
Right.
Wasn't like we had a conversation. We didn't have a meal. We just said, you know what? I like what they do. Let's incorporate that into our marriage. But there were others that we really on purpose tried to emulate.
Yes.
And I was thinking about, like, your mom and dad. One of the things we learned from your mom and dad was to have a fun, flirty marriage.
Yes.
And your dad and mom were always laughing and flirting with each other. And just, right. it was a really gentle, loving, happy, happy kind of relational thing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then we, you know, learned from my mom and dad. My mom and dad are not necessarily the flirty kind of couple, but very consistent.
Yes.
And they do things together.
Very faithful.
They are very consistent, faithful. And have, you know, just stayed together through everything, just work mm-hmm. things out very calmly. Mm-hmm. And we learned from that. But we invested by learning from, I guess in a sense we could say, those who are more of an expert. Mm-hmm. We would go hear teaching on marriage.
Oh, yes.
And we would, you know, listen to people who understood the Bible and had lived it in their own lives.
Right.
And we would find out, you know, what does the Bible say? What can we learn from them? Mm-hmm. There's a ton of opportunities we had to learn from other people.
Right.
I was just thinking, we just finished a meeting, we're recording this, we just have finished a meeting in Alabama, and we were with a couple of our older friends this week who are in their 80s. Mm. And I don't know how long have they been married, going on 60 years at least, right?
Oh, I'm sure it's probably over 60. Yeah. Maybe.
And the thing I noticed about them, just observing this week, knowing that, you know, we're talking about what we've learned from other couples, I like the fact that they laugh a lot together.
Oh, yes.
And he'll just say something and she'll laugh, and she'll say something and he'll laugh. They just mm-hmm. laugh a lot together. If you're around them very long at all, you also find out that they pray a lot together.
Yes.
And they really, if they get a prayer request through the church prayer, you know, whatever chain or however they get prayer requests, mm-hmm. you have no doubt about it. The two of them just immediately start calling on God about it.
Yes.
And so they're very willing to pray together. They're, you know, happy together. They cook together. They do a garden together. They can together. They have served in local church together. And the thing that Beth and I are just trying to say to you here is that we are so thankful for all the people in our life that we've learned from.
Yes.
And that's a key word if you're going to have a great marriage. You have to keep learning.
Hey, this is Michael Barnett, and you've been listening to Dave and Beth Lee's new discussion on turning 30 years into a great marriage. Join us next time as they continue this discussion about turning 30 years into a great marriage. If you'd like more information or would like to hear more of these edifying episodes of Keeping It Young, just go to keepingityoungpodcast.com. Today's program has been a production of Keeping It Young, so thanks for listening, and remember to serve the Lord with gladness.
For more information or to hear more Keeping It Young, go to tilradio.org or keepingityoungpodcast.com. This has been a co-production with Keeping It Young and TIO Radio Network.